transformation follows obedience. Start by believing. First, from Scripture, we read John 2, verses 7 through 9. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." Okay, in this passage, Jesus tells the servants to fill the jars with water. Their willing obedience led to transformation. Water was turned into wine. Not just good wine, but the very best wine. The steps to supernatural transformation, miracles, are in the text. Verses leading up to this passage tell us Mary, Jesus' mother, noticed the supply of wine was low. She told Jesus so he could use his power and meet their need. While Jesus initially resisted and told her that it was not the right time, he went ahead and intervened. Jesus took action to solve the problem. He examined the available resources and told the servants what to do. The servants obeyed him and filled the jars with water. Jesus turned the water into wine. The banquet master tastes it and declares it as the best wine. These simple steps of obedience led to the first of many miracles. As Christians, we have been given power and authority to perform miracles, to use our anointing to change the world and meet the needs of others. Are you willing to be obedient and used by God for His glory and honor? Are you a miracle worker or an agent of change and doing your part to make the world a better place? Child of God, needs are all around you. Ask God to help you have faith to believe in Him and to perform miracles through you on a daily basis. Be prepared to get busy and to be amazed. Father, thank you for transforming me through the power of your love and Jesus' blood sacrifice on the cross. Holy Spirit, teach me to be willing and obedient that I too may be a miracle worker in the name of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.